Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh. In this audio lesson, I'll talk about imagism. Now, whenever we read about imagism, the first name that you should know about is Ezra Pound. The principles of imagism were laid down by Ezra Pound, and later on, it was expanded and more refined by Amy Lowell. Amy Lowell is also a very important practitioner of imagism, and not just practitioner, but a leader in this artistic movement. And imagism was mostly limited to poetry. So when was imagism dominant, or when was it at its peak? It was during the period from 1912 to 1917, so the early 20th century. And what the imagists believed was that a hard, clear image was essential to verse in poetry. So a typical imagist poem is written in free verse, and it tries to render a writer's impression, often with the help of metaphor. So with the help of these descriptions, creating or presenting an image that is hard, clear and concentrated. And what the imagists did not practice or did not like was the use of traditional poetic diction and meter. So they dispensed with the traditional poetic diction and meter. What they wanted was colloquial speech or everyday speech. They wanted to use everyday speech in writing poems. And who were the other exponents of imagism? First, as I said, Ezra Pound, then Amy Lowell, then T.E. Hulme, then Richard Aldington, then H.D. H.D. is basically, it stands for Hilda Doolittle. And a good example of imagist poetry can be the poem of T.E. Hulme, which is Above the Dock. Okay, that's the name of the poem, Above the Dock. Then another important poem can be by Ezra Pound, which is In a Station of the Metro. Okay, In a Station of the Metro. This is a very famous poem. And another thing which you should know about imagism is that the Japanese poetic form called haiku spelled as H-A-I-K-U. Okay, this Japanese form also influenced imagism a lot. And along with Ezra Pound, Amy Lowell was also a contributor, especially the principles which she laid down in the work called Some Imagist Poets. Okay, Some Imagist Poets. This is basically an anthology of all the principles, and the name of this anthology is very important. And what she broadly says in this work is that imagists wanted to abandon all conventional restrictions on subject matter, on style of versification or rhyme, and instead use common speech or colloquial speech to express themselves in poetry.